Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
No injuries to report. We did have Kadeem Carey leave the game. He had x-rays. They proved negative, and he actually returned to play. So, any questions?
Talk about the second half adjustments on third down conversions by Jay.
You know, Jay rebounded. Obviously, it didn't go in the first half quite like we wanted it. We missed some opportunities, in the kicking game, with the pick six, the sack fumble. And, I think it just says a lot about the guy and how he responded in the second half. And, it's been what we've been seeing as coaches for most of the season. And, I'm excited for the guy because he's done a great job.
What did you see from Zach on the touchdown?
It was a great one-handed catch, really the guy's been, a great leader in his position room, on the offense. He's been healthy, which helps. And, it was a tremendous catch in a time we needed it.
Three straight games where Alshon's been over 100 yards. What do you sense he's meant to Jay in these last 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, he's a big-time receiver. I mean, I think, again, this is our first year with him. It started a little slow, with some nagging injuries. He worked very hard to get back, and, he's been a big part of our offense the last three games. And, it sure helps when you have, that kind of player out there.
How about the defensive line? They put some pressure on Rivers in the second half.
Yeah, I thought, knew we were going to be up against a big test. Our goal was to get some turnovers. I think we ended up with one, came at a good time and helped put points on the board. But, I thought all in all, we hung in there, pretty well defensively, and that was with, a pick six that we gave up offensively.
Do you have a feel for what went wrong in the
game? Say again?
Do you have a feel for what went wrong on the field goal?
Not really, until you look at tape and whatnot, but obviously those were missed scoring opportunities.
What's the reaction on the sideline when Robbie was usually so dependable?
It's no different than when somebody, makes a mistake. It's part of football, and you strive for perfection. A lot of times you don't get it, and it's how you rebound, And so, Robbie will be fine. He's a pro, so he'll be fine.
John, your early thoughts on what you got out of Langford tonight in his first extended?
Really kind of what we expected. We expect a lot, both he and Kadeem, even Anton got in there and busted a run for a pretty good distance. They're good players, and it means a lot to them, and glad they're on our side.
What do you like most about what Jeremy brings?
Well, he's dual purpose. I mean, he can catch. The catch he made on the go route, wheel route, wide receivers have a tough time with that catch. He's explosive. He can, take short runs into longer runs. And, I thought he had a great night.
A couple more for Coach.
Kadeem didn't have a touch for you until today. What made you think that he would be able to go out and
We watch these guys every day in practice. And, we do evaluate really every play they play, whether it's practice or the games. It was fortunate that he got that opportunity. It was at the expense of somebody else in Matt Forte. So typically it's hard to get three backs touches. And we knew we had some good players, backing those guys up, and they came through tonight.
Thank you.